CJLO, 1690 AM in Montreal.
For CJLO News, I'm Ella Parisa. American director and filmmaker David Lynch has passed away at the age of 78 due to complications with emphysema. As the creator and director of immortal works like Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive, Twin Peaks, and Dune, David Lynch rewrote the rules of filmmaking. His works, often characterized by his surrealist ideas, constructed imaginary worlds that have impacted TV and film forever. Lynch was an avid smoker, which made many fans concerned about his health. Back in August of 2024, he commented on his emphysema diagnosis on Twitter. He posted, "I have now quit smoking for 2 years. Recently, I had many tests, and the good news is I'm in excellent shape, except for emphysema. I am filled with happiness, and I will never retire." After Lynch's death was announced by his family this Thursday, January 16th, many of his colleagues and fans began posting in memoriam of his legacy. American filmmaker Steven Spielberg said in a statement, "I loved David's films. Blue Velvet, Mulholland Drive, and Elephant Man defined him as a singular, visionary dreamer who directed films that felt handmade." On January 29th, the CSE was holding a special general meeting that will allow the undergraduate student body to vote on the adoption of the Boycott, Divestment, Sanctions movement at Concordia. This meeting is in response to a petition that was signed by 250 Concordia students. Voting on this motion includes voting for Concordia University to disclose, divest from, and declare their affairs with Israeli institutions, as well as defend the Palestinian people and their struggles against the Israeli regime. More information can be found on the CSU Instagram at CSUMTL. The location of the meeting is yet to be determined. Over the past winter break, Dr. Mark Lalonde, professor and advisor for the Religion and Cultures Department here at Concordia University, passed away. Dr. Lalonde began working at Concordia in 1997 after earning a master's degree and PhD here. His academic work touches on topics like critical theology and the intersection of postmodern thought and religious studies. As a teacher and student advisor, he also played a large role in many students' academic careers. On a personal note, I have had the honor of having Dr. Lalonde as my advisor and professor for 3 years. He shaped my studies and completely altered the way I view academia forever. For more, go to cjlo.com/news or follow CJLO News on Spotify.
Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam. Thank you so much for joining me today. I hope everyone's doing well. It's been chilly this week, so I hope y'all are staying warm and cozy. Yeah, to anyone who listened to the show last week and came out to the panel on Wednesday, thank you so much for coming. It was such a great success. And if not, the Concordia Force Base actually has a recording of their live stream, like, put on their YouTube, so you can check it out over there. On their YouTube profile under the like live stream section, it'll be there if you're interested. And today we actually just released the call outs for our artists, DJs, and jury members. So if you are a Concordia student or recent alum and are interested in being a jury member, a DJ, or an artist for our final exhibition on April 3rd, which will be at WIP Space, the WIP Event Space on Saint-Laurent, you can head over to our Instagram at Concordia Art and submit. Applications don't close really for like a month from now, so you have some time, but it's better to get it done so then you aren't stressed when it comes close to the deadline. It's literally so hot in the studio, like I'm dying. Like I have the windows open in here. It is so hot in here because we're all the way like up in the third floor in the ceiling, and like the walls are curved or like slanted a little bit. It's so hot in here, I can't even think. Anyways, and I'm still wearing my hat because my hair is like really dirty, but it's fine. Our first three songs that we're gonna start off with tonight, we've got Fleetwood Mac by Yesterday's Man, Teething by Marlena Moore, and then Window by The Weather Station. So without further ado, let's get into it with Fleetwood Mac by Yesterday's Man, live on CJLO.
Thank you. static, this noise within this monster can't say. Kind of feeling, can't explain right now, just that I'm leaving still.
Dive into the ultimate comic haven at Crossover Comics. Unleash your inner geek with the best selection of graphic novels, manga, games like Pokemon and Magic, in-store events, merch, and more. Our knowledgeable and friendly staff have got your back with awesome recommendations for your next read. Score big with a free account. Enjoy comic subscriptions and membership discounts. Be in on the action at 3560 Notre Dame West in St. Henry, right near Metro Lionel Brew. Crossover Comics, sharing your passions since 2012.
You're horrid, you're ghastly, and I love you true. So here are some presents I'm sending to you.
If you consider yourself a goblin, ghost, or a ghoul, then you should listen to Deadbeats on Fridays from 3 to 4 with your ghost at the most, me, Pretty Dead Boy. I play most things emo and alternative, and I promise it's just to die for.
You're the coolest little monster that ever put the spook on me.
All right. Good evening. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at cjlo.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's chit-chat about those first three songs that we listened to. All right. We started with Fleetwood Mac by Yesterday's Man. This was released January 1st, 2025 off of the album, also called Yesterday's Man. Yesterday's Man is an alternative indie duo from British Columbia. Then we had Teething by Marlena Moore, released January 17th, 2025 from the album Because You Love Everything. Marlena Moore is originally from Edmonton, Alberta, but she's currently based in Montreal, and her music is a really beautiful, emotional kind of indie pop rock vibe to it. Then we had Window by The Weather Station. Another one released January 17th. That seems to be a really popular day throughout the show to release music, January 17th, 2025. This Window by Weather Station comes from the album Humanhood. The Weather Station is a Canadian folk music band fronted by Tamara Lindman, which was formed in 2006. Lindman is from Toronto's a vibrant folk scene, and over the years band membership has changed, but as of 2022 the band has 8 members, including frontrunner Tamara Lindman. All right, our next three songs for the night, we've got Fragile Ego by Bluffing, Tourniquet by Prism Shores, and Kettle Roaches by Backseat Dragons. So let's get right into it with Fragile Ego by Bluffing, and I will catch you on the flip side.
We'll be right back. on. My sweater broke, which means my hands aren't getting warmer. The city sky will step outside, so me and my friends can go to recess. So I'll call my doctor back
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and we're going to run through those three songs that we just listened to. We started with Fragile Ego by Bluffing. This was released April of 2024 off of the album People Pleaser. Bluffing is the bedroom project of Aidan O'Reilly, brought to life with the help of David Lavoie and Joe Polgar. They're based in Calgary, Alberta. And then we had Tourniquet by Prism Shores. This was released January 17th, 2025, off of the album Out From Underneath. Prism Shores are a Montreal janglers with one foot into the ramshackle C86 indebted indie pop scene and the other into the sparkle of early English shoegaze. Now, if you don't know what shoegaze is, it is a subgenre of indie and alternative rock characterized by its ethereal mixture of obscured vocals, guitar distortion, effects, feedback, and overwhelming volume. It emerged in Ireland and the UK in the late 1980s among neo-psychedelic pop groups or neo-psychedelic groups. Then we had Kettle Roaches by Backseat Dragon, released November 15th, 2024 off of the album Hot Dog Summer. Backseat Dragons is an alternative indie trio from Ottawa. All right, our next three songs, we've got Feel Anything by Nadia, Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap, and I Can't Believe I Let You Go by Alden. So let's get you guys going with Feel Anything by Nadia, live on CJLO.
Didn't think I'd see the rest of the year. I'm starting to hate it here. Go to bed and watch me disappear.
tongue-tied. Wish that I could let it out, but you know me, I'll keep it inside. I'm not living for the moment, I'm just living for the minute. Today's a good day as I need to try and push past my limits. I'm not cooked, babe, I'm fried. Tonight is eeny, meeny, mine.
Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you. You don't care a bit, you don't care a bit. Hey, so let's keep falling out your mouth. Speak sweet talk, newspaper, cut out. Speak no feeling, no, I don't believe you. You don't care a bit.
Welcome back. It's time for our not annual, because it's not like we do this every year, but it's time for our little scheduled chit chat about the songs. Oh, all right. Forgot to say, you're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves and online at CJLO.com. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's get into it. Let's get into what we just listened to. We started with Feel Anything by Nadia. This was released as a single in November of 2024. Nadia is an alt-pop musician from Heliopolis, a suburb of Cairo, Egypt. They moved to Manchester at age 8 and began producing their own music after taking a course taught by Everything Everything. Everything Everything is an English art rock band from Manchester formed in late 2007. Then we had Hide and Seek by Imogen Heap. It rhymes. Hide and Seek, Imogen Heap, get it? Anyways, it was released in 2005 off of the album Speak for Yourself Deluxe Version. Imogen Heap is an English musician, singer, songwriter, and a record producer, and her work has been considered pioneering pop and electropop music. Then we had I Can't Believe I Let You Get Away, all one word, no spaces, by Alden, released as a single in May of 2024. Alden is a hyper-pop / digicore alt-pop producer and vocalist from Reston, Virginia. Gosh, that was an unexpected little tongue twister there. We have four more songs that we're actually going to listen to, but we're going to get into a little ad break, but I won't chat with you until after those songs. So after our ads, we're gonna start with Let's Go Back by Jungle. Then we got Money on the Dash by Ellie Dew and Wet Thin. And then we have Under Your Spell by Snow Strippers, and we'll finish it off with Haunt Me by Yenna. So reminder, your first song after the ad break will be Let's Go Back by Jungle. All right, let's get into it.
Hey, this is Hamza here, and you are listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal.
The Fuck Off Festival is back in Quebec City from February 14th to the 22nd for its 11th edition. This grand celebration of emerging and alternative music will make the city come alive with over 100 artists. Come and discover exciting new music, including performances by You Do Right, Kaya Hoax, Marie Celeste, and Chung. Full details at fuckoff.com. That is P-H-O-Q-U-E-O-F-F.com.
Hi, I'm Sydney Sheedy.
And I'm Piper Curtis.
We're the producers of Discordia, a 10-part audio docuseries for CJLO 1690 AM, funded by the Community Radio Fund of Canada Radio Meters Program.
Tune in on Monday, January 27th at 6 p.m. for the fourth episode of Discordia. This will be the second part of the Netanyahu riot episode, wherein we continue to explore the clash and aftermath of Benjamin Netanyahu's scheduled visit to Concordia University in September 2002.
On CJLO 1690 AM.
So get out the way, push the pedal to the floor, blow them all away. accelerate, going faster than fast. Hit the gas, lose control, I will crash, running high. Put your money on the dash, throw the dice. Lose control, I will crash, running low.
I will crash, running low, I will crash, when you slow, I will crash, running, take, take, take.
Welcome back. You're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. This is Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and let's get into our last four songs of the night. We started with Let's Go Back by Jungle, released as a single in September of 2024. Jungle are a British band founded in 2013 by London-based producers Josh Lloyd Watson and Tom McFarland. They've released four studio albums, with their most recent Volcano being released in 2023. But they did release a single this month in January, so they do have a little bit of recent music out. If you like that, then we had Money on the Dash by Ellie DeHue and Wet Then, I think is how you pronounce it. This was released as a single in 2023. Ellie DeHue is an American singer from Alabama. In 2024, she won a Grammy for Best Dance / Electronic Recording for Rumble with Skrillex and Fred Again featuring Float On. Wet Thin is an American DJ producer and music producer from Chicago. Then we had Under Your Spell, I can't speak today, by Snow Strippers. This was released in May of 2023 off of the album April Mixtape 3. Snow Strippers are an American electronic music duo formed in Detroit, Michigan in 2021. And then we finished things off with Haunt Me by Yana. This was released October 2024 as a single. Yana is a Bulgarian-born California-raised writer and artist. That is it from me today. Thank you so much for listening. In case anyone is wondering from last week, I still don't have a job. I'm looking. We're looking. I've applied to like 30 places. Yeah. Anyways, I said this to somebody earlier today, but trying to find a job in Montreal is just as hard as trying to find a street in Montreal without a pothole. Basically impossible. Anyways, thank you so much for joining me for this hour. I will catch you guys next week. And as always, this has been Hitting All the Bases. I'm your host, Sam, and you're listening to CJLO 1690 on AM radio airwaves or online at CJLO.com. We are live from Montreal. I'll catch you guys next week.